Welcome back for another episode of
What the Tuck
with Brittany
and Lindsay.
We are back for another episode of the best show on television.
Bum, 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 bum.
I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yes, RuPaul. I mean, we do love Game of Thrones.
We do.
We do love... what else do I love as
much as Outlander.
There we go. But RuPaul has a special place.
But if
place.
You're talking about drag queens, if you're talking about reality show competition, this is where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching the new reiteration of Project Runway. And which is fun because it's like, you know, new hosts, new mentors, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it just doesn't have that sweet, sweet flavor of RuPaul's Drag Race.
It's just
not quite as good.
Flavor.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are back. And should we just get into After the Runway? It really wasn't as, again,
it
like
it wasn't
last
very
week,
eventful.
Yeah, it wasn't very eventful.
Which is fine.
So we lost our sweet baby.
Plastique Tiara is no more.
I was very saddened by this. And, you know, she writes, I love Vanjie walks in and she's like, oh, she's beautiful and has beautiful handwriting.
Of course she does.
So funny. So, and her farewell was, I love y'all so much. Thank you for all thank you for being so kind.
That's so
Plastique,
cute.
Very adorable.
Sweet girl. So, I would say the only thing that was kind of funny / like, was Nina's
getting weird.
Got a bee in her bonnet about Brooke winning. It's like, okay. I mean, Brooklyn could have said thank you, but at the same time, it's a competition. And
yeah,
like, you made that choice.
Well, exactly. And, you know, it wasn't like her giving it up and being like, I gift this to you. It was a decision that was made.
Yeah,
and she worked hard and did well. Yeah, I don't know what she was really anticipating getting from Brooklyn.
I know.
Yeah, I thought that was a little silly. But it's also funny, too, because it's like, oh, good, there's no real drama, so that's what they have to do. Or that's what they have to broadcast.
Exactly.
Nina, you're not mean.
Nina,
but she does
you're
overthink
not Mina.
Things.
Nice. Ah. So, everybody, it's about goddamn time. Mini challenge. Balls to the walls. Bring out that full-size pit crew, baby.
Oh, they were shaved. Well, some of them.
Oh,
you
I
know,
like
they
the,
had the hairy.
I like the hairy ones.
They had the not hairy. They had the in-between.
My very favorite pit crew member with the mustache. I don't know his name, but I love him.
Wearing those. Oh, what was it?
Dirt squirrel. Oh, dirt squirrel. Like dirty squirrel. I
Either
don't know.
Way.
Close enough.
And
Rue in a very 80s-esque sort of blazer with pushed up sleeves and fingerless motorcycle gloves.
Yeah. It was good. It was
so great. I was loving it. It was like sassy Rue.
Oh, I loved it. So this was a win for me. So the premise is you have to take a ball from one spot to the other and drop it in a can.
It's you, the queen, and a pit crew member, but you can only use the body parts that Rue pulls off of a card.
So head and butt.
Butt, which was what Sugar got right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And
which,
it was
hilarious. She did it and it was great.
Yeah.
I love it. My husband's going to be so angry, but...
I know. It's so cute.
No, it was good. It was really funny. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, I loved it. It was so good. And then I would like my highlights were probably when Brooklyn was doing it. Vanjie was getting all raised eyebrow, like And then Miss Vanjie, who was like laser focused on winning.
Oh, I know.
Like it was like screw this, we're getting down to business. Like there was no joking aside.
I know. I was like, man, she is in it to win it. She wants a $2,500 gift card for undies, which she got because she was the winner.
She was.
They didn't say how many,
but you could tell. I think she got like three, and some of them only got one. But
yeah.
Can we just take 2 seconds for our annual silky report of being too much every time?
I know she picks him up.
It's like, can you not just do the goddamn challenge? Like, you've got to be too much every time.
Yeah.
Like, instead of doing, and it was my guy. It was my mustache man. Instead of just doing the challenge, just, like, I was so mad. Off. I'm like, you put him down, you crazy bitch.
He is an adult.
He's a grown-ass man. He doesn't need to be manhandled by you. It was, oh, it made me mad.
Yeah, it was kind of that, like, giant eye roll moment for me where I was just like, ugh. I mean, I expected something stupid like that. Plus, at the same time, I was like, how is she gonna do this? Like,
well, and at some point, like with Vanjie, it's like, this is like a legit game where it's not based on your personality. Rue doesn't get to pick you just because you're ding dong.
Crazy town. Yeah, no, I will take a moment to
just acknowledge that. Her crazy.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Vanjie wins, which she needed.
She was
under her belt.
Yeah, definitely desperate for a win. Mm-hmm. And one of the perks was she got to pick the teams for the main challenge.
Well, and I want to bring this up real quick, because they bring this up in the middle. Between after the workroom and before the maxi challenge, that there are three front runners with two wins each: Brooklyn, Ikaria, and Silky.
Right.
And so then everyone's saying, you know, we gotta step our pussies up because these are the front runners.
Right.
Which leads into Vanjie winning and getting the one up to be able to pick her team.
Right.
For sorry.
No.
I have to make my own sound effects.
That's all right.
Bum, bum.
Drag you, dude.
Oh, wow.
Do it again.
That is everyone witnessing Britney's.
No, do it again. I'll let it out. Here we go.
Bum, bum.
Drag your. Oh, shoot. It's hard to say. Drag-ra-cadabra?
Drag-ra-cadabra.
Oh, my gosh. That's hard to say, you guys. Try it. You try it. Ready?
Three times down.
Ready? Bump, bump, bump.
Dragra cadabra.
Oh, yeah. Well,
better.
It was better, but you did stumble, so don't even.
So anyways, we're doing magic here.
I was so confident going into that.
Damn it. It's fine. The queens must razzle and dazzle in their very own magic show.
I love it.
I do, too.
I love it because it's totally new and different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've never seen anything like this before. And how fun is magic?
I love magic.
I love it.
I love a good magic show.
Love
I
it.
I even like the really cheesy, like, Criss Angel crap.
Oh, sure.
I'm not going to lie.
I'll still sit there and be like, how'd they do that?
Exactly.
I love it.
Your pants have way too many bejewels, but.
Well, that's true.
You know magic, but you're a wizard. So, teams of two. To put on these magic shows. So
nope.
What?
Two teams.
Yeah.
Whoa. I love
two
it.
Teams. Not teams of two. Two teams.
And Vanjie gets to pick them, and so she right off the bat picks her own team as herself, Silky, Evie, and Ikaria.
So we have Brooklyn, Nina, and Sugar left over. Right off the bat. What is she thinking?
Okay, so this is naivety at its finest of not realizing how bad it is to put too many really loud, big personalities in the same
opinionated
group. This was a bad choice.
Oh, yeah. I think she just saw.
Yeah, she's like, they've all done well, and Rue likes them and thinks they're funny. So if I get every good player on my team, then it'll be good. And it's like, no, that's not how it works.
No.
That's not how it works.
I mean, if you put too much salt in your pot, you're going to have a really salty soup. You got to have all the mixins.
It's right? true. It's about the different ingredients. Mm-hmm. And that's like, oh, my God. It really, right off the bat, I was like, ooh, that's going to be too much. Because Evie's super opinionated, Silky's super opinionated, Ikaria is super opinionated, and so is Vanjie.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all loud
yeah,
and want their own way. And it's like, oh, God, that's a mistake.
Yeah, that I think it was unfortunate.
And then
and why wouldn't you, I mean, if it was I, why wouldn't you pick the three front runners? Brooklyn, Ikaria, and Silky.
I think Vanjie didn't want to pick Brooklyn because she didn't want to
seem like she was either.
They never
pick each other. So at this point, it's like, you guys are just being silly.
I think they're doing that on purpose to be like, oh, well, no, it's fine. It's fine. But it's like, I don't know. I think that the situationship is messing with their heads. Yeah. Honestly.
I agree.
As much as you want
to
say
to not have it mess with them, it is messing with
them. Well, that's the problem, though, is the fact that it exists is going to mess with it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea to be in a relationship or a situationship, as Brooklyn put it.
I don't know if this
it's
has
never
happened before.
There's been crushes before.
Oh, where, yeah.
And, like, flirting, but there's never been, like, a full-on, like, oh, like, we're smooching.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in the workroom and they are working as groups trying to come up with dynamics. What?
We didn't even mention Delta Work.
Oh, God, of course. I feel so bad because she was being so funny.
Hilarious.
Love Delta. Oh, sorry. My brain is on.
Yeah.
We've had quite a day.
So she was one of the mystery guests for the mini challenge.
Yeah, who came out with the pit crew. And she looked amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, so good. And had like some of the funniest little quips and was just being goofy as hell.
So good.
I love how much they're... It's like every episode there's a familiar face.
Sure,
and
everyone.
I love it. I think it's mm-hmm. so fun.
Yeah.
Especially now, like at this far on in the RuPaul... you know,
universe.
There's so many people to draw from.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Give us little bits
mm-hmm.
because
I love it. Yeah, it's fun. It's like cameos and it's totally. Fun to see these queens that you enjoyed or didn't enjoy, but to just see them again.
Really, I know it's fun. I really
Sorry,
like
I,
it.
I just saw
Thank you for
my
bringing that up. Cause like, oh my gosh. Cause I meant to talk about that, but I got so distracted by the pit crew.
And it's understandable. It's totally understandable. Okay, so back to RuPaul's walkthrough.
Okay.
So first we have team overthinking.
Okay. Team overthinkers. It made me so nervous for them because, for one, when they first started talking, nobody could come up with any sort of solid idea. Like, they're just like, this might be fun. Mm-hmm. And then just like silence.
At the same time, I feel like a lot of it is fancy editing, though. To me,
probably
because, like, I mean, I feel like that's just part of the process in general. Is
it
throwing
is.
Out those ideas? But then when you have an idea that's not that great, and then they do the
well,
after it's like okay,
but that part of the worst is one. You. If you are being honest, they're the three. Least assertive people in the entire competition at this point.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, it does kind of play into that obviously with the editing, but mm-hmm. it had me worried for them for sure. Oh, yeah.
From the picking.
Yes.
From the grouping.
And then Rue comes over and
oh my God, I can't handle it.
Oy.
Whatever, you loved it. Talk because what they talk about the whole time is Brooklyn and Vanjie.
I know. Well, I mean, I like sex talk as much as the next person, not Lindsay.
No.
But
I don't.
What I thought was really funny was how like giggly and like a little schoolgirl Brooklyn.
I know. She's like, oh, I feel like a 12-year-old
girl. It was so funny.
And
like,
you know what? RuPaul doesn't do that as much because she just kept going and going. I was like,
I know.
Oh,
it was cracking me up.
It's
just like, oh, slipping a little tongue, slipping a little finger.
And, it's you know, I don't love that, but I did think it was funny. But then I was just like, oh, God, move on. Oh, and then she did call out Suga.
Well, that's the part that made me feel uncomfortable because she was just like straight up, like no holds barred, like Suga, what are you going to do to stand out? And mm-hmm. it was like, well, okay, I guess if Rue's calling you out that hardcore, then you need to get it together.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's nothing out of the blue. Like I said, they mentioned how there's the front runners. And if you're not one of them, you got to do something.
No, definitely not. It was just like, I can't imagine being in that position and having her talk to me like that. I'd be like, oh, my God, I don't deserve to be here.
I know.
it would be so rough.
That would be so intimidating. So then we go over to team personality.
That's a positive way to put it.
I like positivity.
I do too. No, I don't. Just kidding. I kind of do.
So
again with the
Brooklyn Vanjie talk,
and Vanjie's just like, I ain't putting my boyfriend on my team.
I thought it was funny.
But Rue, of course, brought up the same thing again with Vanjie. You cannot start at a 10. Mm-hmm. You've got to think through your performance. And Vanjie, the thing that had me worried was I feel like she was misinterpreting that criticism. Because she's like, well, I'm writing it down. I've got lines written down. And it's like, it's not about just having lines written down. It's about thinking about the whole performance. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm like, just because you write something down and then say it doesn't mean your performance isn't going to be the same thing that it's always been.
Yeah.
Like, it's not necessarily about the writing. It's about the thought process mm-hmm. that goes into it. And that had me nervous that she wasn't quite getting what Rue was saying.
Well, and I think that's the issue overall. But at the same time, I like Vanjie, and I do like that she tries at least to take the criticism in, unlike others.
Silky.
But yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's taking it the right way. I did love Ikaria when when Rue asked, you know, do any of you do magic? And Ikaria says, well, I make men disappear.
I know. She was like, she has the best quips.
You so good. I love it.
Ikaria has the best quips. Mm-hmm. Oh,
she's a smarty. Smarty pants.
So then the ladies go from their Rue apocalypse. No, just kidding.
Rue talk.
Rue talks to a magic lesson.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
That
regular Harry Potters.
Okay. And one of the dweebiest dudes that ever existed.
I know.
Did you see that man dab?
Yeah.
You're too old and too dorky to be dabbing. Oh, that.
Don't hold a man down. Okay.
Just fly, watermelon shirt, fly.
He can do whatever he wants.
It was just funny.
Living his best life.
Oh, he's making money off of doing magic. Yeah. He's obviously living his best life. The only thing, and I was like even on board for some of his dumb little like dumb jokes and stuff. Mm-hmm. The dab pushed me over the edge. I was like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah. Well,
it's fine.
I didn't even really notice.
Well, that's because you don't have an 11-year-old who tells you
is an expert dabber.
Well, no. No, even my 11-year-old is like, that's so last year.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm not hip with the new.
Oh my god.
Or the old
at this point. Mm-hmm. So on Vanjie's team, we had, let's see, Ikaria doing a balloon disappearing trick. By swallowing it.
It was so funny. When I loved it. I thought that was a funny little segment.
And Ikaria, when it was
cutting back and forth, and she's like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was dying laughing. Oh my god, it was so funny. Evie doing the appearing bra trick, which mm-hmm. they didn't really show.
Yeah. Silky with the milk.
Disappearing milk.
I mean, if
whatever.
Yeah.
And then Vanjie,
they didn't really show her.
They didn't show her practicing either.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So then, let's see. Oh, Nina had the, wine bottle shot glass.
Yes.
Changing trick, which mm-hmm. was actually very cool. I know. I want to do that.
I know.
And then Suga had the, pan full of like
garments.
Kerchiefs or whatever. Yes. And then Brooklyn had
the flying card
like floating card trick, which
she was hating
and
on.
She was like looking
not
at it like
happy.
Ay. And the guy said this is the hardest trick mm-hmm. and you could see the fear in Brooklyn's eyes, like, oh, why did I pick that?
I know. But so, you know, it was a fun segment. I enjoyed honestly all of it. I
will say one of my favorite parts of that segment was the fact that Silky full-on fell asleep and was snoring.
Okay.
Oh, my God, girl.
I couldn't even handle
it. Get a grip.
Well, but here's the thing. I've read up about how crazy
I'm sure it's,
the filming
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I'm
this.
Sure.
So I get it, especially if they're just, like, practicing magic tricks and I'm sure not doing well. But the, like, little, like, mouth bubble too. I'm just like,
it was
oh
just
god.
Too much. Just oh classic Silky, like, oh god. And the mm-hmm. little like
yeah. That was rough.
Oh, I would have been so embarrassed if that was me.
I'd be mortified. I'm sure when she watched this, she's Well, who knows? It's Silky.
I know.
She's crazy.
I know.
All right. So let's get to
The other thing too that I meant to bring it up. Is that you could already tell when they were practicing their magic, the Miss Vanjie's team were making some pretty I love a dirty joke. Like, that's one of my favorite things. But they were like filthy jokes where it was like
too much.
You're pushing it. Like, that's maybe something that you only say around like two other people. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. It felt like I was getting a feeling like, if you guys are going in that direction, that's not going to be good.
Well, and you know, I'm sure there's some dirty magic shows out there. I'm sure.
But
this is supposed to be
campy. It has to be broadcast on TV at some point. Yeah.
They were going the wrong way. Plus, they were so adamant about doing improv.
Oh, that's the thing.
Except for
Evie.
Evie. And they just were not having it. They did. They went to the workroom after this, and Evie was like, you know, you can tell after watching the other team, they have jokes. They know what they're doing.
Like, they move they look like they're going to move seamlessly from act to act. Like, mm-hmm. they have a plan. And that moment in the workroom when they were all talking and like Akiria and Silky are like shooting daggers over at Evie mm-hmm. and Vanjie for wanting to write an intro and stuff. That's when you really got that feeling of like, there are too many cooks in this kitchen.
Yep. And even Miss Vanjie at that point goes, maybe I shouldn't.
I think I made a mistake.
Yeah. At least you admit it.
Exactly. So then we're in the workroom getting ready for the performance mm-hmm. in the runway. And Akiria is in a funk and not a good sort of funk. Uptown funk. It's
junk funk.
It's a junk funk. Mm-hmm. She got funk in her junk.
Junky funky monkey.
And I do feel bad for her. It's like she's just off. And like, I have days like that. And it's hard because when you know you've got to be on your game, but you're just can't get there in your own head. It sucks.
Especially when the other team's like, yeah, we're feeling great. We practiced last night and everything's good. And yeah. Well, and I'm sure this part or this time in the competition, you are like mentally fatigued and physically fatigued. And then
at a certain point, like it's got to start wearing on you. And Evie brings up the fact that like she's kind of exhausted too, because apparently the producers told them in the middle of later in that day, your stuff's too filthy. Yeah. You've got to change it because we have to be able to air this on TV. And so they had to fully rewrite their whole shtick.
Which is the first.
I know.
I've never heard of that either.
It must have been bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because what they said in the little blurb in the magic training was rough, but I was like, it's not like so bad. But if that was the gist of their whole thing.
Counting on just dirty jokes the whole way through. Well, no, honestly, I felt like it was already bad. Cause like when Silky was talking about like the milk and spilling and talking about, when dudes are trying to this and you tell them to aim for the cup and it's like, that's not something you need to be doing.
Yeah, that's true.
No. It felt like too much even mm-hmm. in the little blips. And I was like, oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. I could totally that would be too much.
Yeah, you're right. So, there's a bit of a dark cloud over the workroom.
One of the funny things is, I can't remember who brought it up, but they were saying, okay, well, if magic was real and you could just do one thing to change. And then one of the funniest things is Brooklyn.
I know.
Brooklyn. Well, I just feel like if we could put an end to war, then that would make the whole world a better place. And everybody's giving her shit like, we're not at a pageant now, girl.
Like, you're not trying to win Miss Continental. So then Miss Vanjie says, okay, how about if you could change anything that's happened in this competition?
Yes. And Suga says, well, I would burn that troll outfit. And then Akiria goes, you still should.
And Miss Vanjie says, I wish I wouldn't have brought 47 swimsuits.
it was so funny. I loved it. That was cracking me up.
I would much rather have workrooms like that than the stupid drama we've had for so many weeks.
I know. I'm so glad that it's, even though people might butt heads, it's like, these are this is the way you get to know the queens. Uh-huh. This is how you get to know their personalities and what they're really like as a person. Not all that like bullshit drama, like mm-hmm. over the top crap.
Yeah.
That's like, come on, man.
Yeah. I'm happy. This episode didn't have.
There was just
a sprinkling of it, but
it
not
was mostly, it was just fun. Yeah. Like, this was one of my favorite episodes
Agreed.
So far this season. Agreed. It was just a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm looking for. Drag queens having fun, wearing outfits,
looking
throwing
gorgeous.
A little shade. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So
on to the magic show.
Dun.
Bum,
dun,
bum.
Dun, bum, dun, bum. Dun. 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 Dun.
Rue coming out in a striped dress in the most beautiful copper strawberry blonde wig.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Hugging all them curves. Looking like a goddess.
She looked like a disco queen to me. She looked so
good. It was very 70s inspired.
Mm-hmm.
That light copper strawberry blonde wig on
Gorgeous.
Her looked so good with her skin.
Gorgeous, with those
I could
big
not
gold
handle
hoops.
It. I couldn't handle it.
Yeah. She was looking
it was good.
Mighty fine.
I think that's in my top five. It was like mm-hmm.
I did like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something a little different.
It is different. It's like, well, I like the fact that it was like stripes, but in like a very strategic way that made mm-hmm. her body look good because, you know, I'm used, like you get used to seeing sequins and things and this and that, but like using stripes in a way that looks glamorous is not easy.
No.
And it looked glamorous. So yeah. Good on you.
Mm-hmm. And I will say I, again, want Ross's
oh,
jacket.
That like floral.
Or I want it as a wallpaper. I want both.
Oh, I would totally do that as a wallpaper.
It was gorgeous.
In like a powder room with some very gold framed mirrors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh. And then on my body.
Ross.
He was killing me this
episode. I got to meet that man. Lindsay, next time we go to DragCon, we got to make it our goal.
Priority.
We have to meet him and I need a picture because
done.
There's so much about him that makes me so happy. I love his personality. I love his style. He's hilarious. And I will never get over how freaking adorable he is with those salt and pepper, like dark on top, light on the sides hair.
Yeah.
I love you, Ross Matthews, so much.
Mm-hmm.
I can't handle it.
I
maybe
mean,
one of the days we go to RuCon.
There you go. That works.
To DragCon. I need to get like a very, like, oh, I'll find a suit of his that I really loved and I'll do like a replica of it.
Ooh, cosplay Ross.
I will totally.
I like this.
I'll do a little pompadour with my hair. I will totally.
I really like
that. And then I'll get a name tag that says Bossy Rossi on it.
Ooh, that's so good.
I want Bossy Rossi to be a real show.
I'd watch it.
I would totally watch it.
I would absolutely watch it.
That was, I think last season, that was my favorite episode. It was so funny. He's so funny.
Yeah. It's funny because you look through all the judges and they've had, you know, waves of different ones reoccurring, I should say. And I just don't ever want him to leave. I really hope that.
He's consistently my fave.
Yeah.
I do like it when Carson's on there. Carson Kressley is always such
like
a hoot,
well.
Especially because he is very brutal, and I love mm-hmm. that. And Michelle is brutal, but in a way that sometimes I'm like, chill out.
And I don't always agree with.
I don't always agree with her. I think that she can sometimes be a little too much.
Yeah.
Like, she's a little too critical where it's like, well, but give him some leeway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, sorry. Tangent.
And we had... Bump, 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 bump.
Y'all,
bump.
Let's just
guest judges, Gina Rodriguez and Catherine Langford.
Okay, so Gina Rodriguez is from the show Jane the Virgin, which I've never seen.
Same.
The other judge looks familiar to me, but I have no idea who she is.
13 Reasons Why.
Oh, that's because I refuse to watch that show.
Yeah, same. It triggers. But
she was adorable.
Yeah,
and I loved her little beret.
Yeah.
I want a matching sequin beret and halter top. It was so cute.
I just need to become an actor somehow so I can just get on the show.
Oh, Lindsay, I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, what the hell do I got to do to get on that show?
Be an actor.
Ugh. All right. Time to change
gears.
A YouTube
star.
Ugh. No. I'm sorry. I have standards.
Oh, wow.
I'll be a podcast maven, but I won't be a YouTube star.
Wow.
So let's talk about this magic show.
Yes.
Okay. Number one, we've got The Mighty Tucks. And can we talk about how funny that name is?
I love it
because, number one, I love the Mighty Ducks. And number two, I love a good pun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so good.
And again, in the workroom, I was really nervous because they were throwing out all these really bad ideas.
Like, no.
And so this was good.
It was funny.
This was good.
And they all looked adorbs.
They looked great. Nina, I loved her outfit with like the ridiculous shoulder pads.
That was cracking me up so much. The sort of like the tux bodysuit idea, but with those giant 80s shoulder mm-hmm. pads that were just killing me.
Oh,
Brooklyn looked gorgeous always, yes, of course.
Like you do.
And Sugar looked good. I mean,
yeah,
obviously, I don't know. It's like, it's hard to stand up to.
Well, and they mentioned this later, but I mean, Nina and Brooklyn are power hitters.
Yes. But Sugar didn't. But I wasn't looking at her like, oh, girl, you dropped the ball. No. She fit in.
Very much so. So, for one, Nina's, well, it was just laughs the whole way through. Like, I love
that. So funny.
Magic.
The magical whispers. I saw this hilarious meme yesterday where somebody put Club 96 next to magic.
Oh, that's
cracking
good.
Me up.
That's good.
But that was so funny. And even to the point where as their show was going on, you could see the judges whispering magic with them. And it's like, that shows you how good it is that the judges are captivated and they're like participating in it.
Yep. And so Nina killed it. I mean, because it didn't even show how like pulling out multiple bottles in the practice. Yeah. No. So that was super, because at first you think she messes it up because she shows two bottles and they're like,
oh, and you're like, oh no. And then she's like, oh, I guess I've got some more. And then like she kept going and it was so funny. Like her patter was really good. She did the trick really flawlessly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she was really great at not pulling focus from the other queens when they were performing, but just helping add to their performance.
Yeah.
And one thing that I absolutely loved was the fact that they had little choreographed.
I know.
It made it feel so like a real show.
Yeah.
It felt like a real show.
Yep.
Like I would go to Vegas and watch that show.
Oh, big time.
And
absolutely.
Brooklyn was hilarious.
Although it makes me wonder, like, when she decided to go from the card trick to the bubbles. Like, you know.
Oh, I'm sure at some point she's like, I can't do it.
Yeah, yeah. This is too much.
But then Suga was a little lackluster. She didn't have as much flourish as the other two. It was a little bit sort of like, there was a little bit of a flat spot in the middle where Suga was concerned. But can we talk about the jokes? I was cracking up. All of the references to Drag Race, like mm-hmm. the like, I'm feeling very attacked when she was being put in the trunk and things like that. Oh my God. It was so funny. We haven't seen a stunt like this since Valentina said, I'd like to keep it on, please. And it was like, oh my God. They were knocking it out of the park.
I was glued to it. Whereas with the other challenges where I want to fast forward because it's super awkward.
I literally wanted it to be longer.
Yeah.
I wished it was longer.
Mm-hmm.
And then
act numero dos.
Da Black Magic comes out.
And
you know it's Da Black Magic because they say the name about 20 times in the intro.
To do something excessively can be funny,
but then it
hits a point, where it's not funny and it's just kind of weird.
Well, it's like you get to the point where it feels like a natural end and then you go maybe 2 to 3 more mm-hmm. over.
And then it's like,
You also kind of make a hint to the audience like, oh, maybe, okay, we did too mm-hmm. much. Let's move mm-hmm. on. But they went so far. Like, what the hell were they doing with the, like,
I don't know,
the constant spinning to get Silky around Da Black Magic.
It was
like, stop and just do a magic show.
Yeah. It was bad. And then Silky pops out and she's looking ratchet. Awful. Like, it was just not a good look. And just
she looked like she melted.
Yeah.
Like,
it was
her outfit didn't fit. She had this weird side boob coming out. Her pads were showing so bad.
Like, so bad.
It looked like she almost did it on purpose.
Yeah.
But that's not her style, so no. You know it wasn't on purpose. Exactly. If Evie had done that, it'd been like, oh, she's like doing a joke about what they should look like. Uh-huh. But that's not what happened.
So Evie was awkward and the magic trick wasn't done very well.
It was not good.
And I just wanted, that was a fast forward moment.
Evie looked so uncomfortable the whole time.
Yeah, it was.
Like, there was no joy. Like, nobody was having fun in that group.
No. And then we go into Silky's and hers is just also weird and rushed and just discombobulated and not good.
Well, what's really throwing me off was that they were trying to do this very strange continuous storyline of performing at a barbecue and that they had another barbecue to get to.
Yeah.
It made no sense.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
I was so confused by it. And then Vanjie's magic trick was so bad.
So bad.
It was like if my son was like, Mom, look at this trick I'm doing. And I would sit there and be like, oh, you did it. Mm-hmm. Like, it was not good.
Too much explanation. Very weird.
And you could tell how she was doing the trick. How she was holding.
I know. Exactly.
I'm holding the bottle, but I'm holding a bag upside down. It was like, that's not a trick. That looks like you're just holding a bottle
inside of a bag.
Oh, it was so bad.
Yeah.
It was so uncomfortable.
Yeah. But Akiria did awesome.
Akiria did good. And even though she was having a bad day, like, I felt like she was
the best one.
Yeah.
I mean, she did the magic trick really well and was super funny.
And she was being funny and she was like, you know, and honestly, to hold yourself up when everybody around you is doing so bad, like, good on you, because it was rough.
Yeah, yeah. So, team personality bombed.
Oh, it was a total personality bomb.
Yeah.
We'll get into it later when they talk about the judging. But why don't we just go straight to the runway.
So, we have got caftan realness.
Caftan
realness.
So a caftan.
Not a can.
If you don't know, it's like a house dress sort of thing where it's a dress and then the sleeves go all the way down to the floor. It's like this big flowing. It's a very 70s look. And it's a very iconic look too. It's like when you see it, you're like, oh yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So first off,
Silky.
Okay, I'm just going to say, Silky Drake drives me nuts, but I really liked her hair. It looked very cool.
I hated it.
It was fun.
I'm not a fan of that.
It's not
my aesthetic.
It had a very 70s reference to it, though, because in the 70s, a lot of models and magazines had that kind of a look.
And that's fine. I just didn't love it. I didn't like it.
That's fine. Her makeup looked awful, though, I will say.
And I don't know. She looks fine, but I'm not blown away.
I hated the eyelashes and her lips looked weird, but I liked her caftan and I thought her hair looked good.
All right. So
it was meh.
Meh. Okay. Evie.
Holy shit. Beauty. It was like, it was giving me a very sort of, like leader of a cult.
I can see that.
Like sort of. Like the new Buddha.
The Nuda. Okay.
I loved it.
The headpiece. I thought the yellow was weird.
I loved it. Because it was very like monk, like referential to a monk. Especially with the wooden beads.
Why wouldn't you do like an orange? Like a monk orange? Or the yellow to me just looked, it was too neon and just kind of disconnected from, because I got the monk reference and everything, but why not do like, just like, if you're going that way, go that way. I don't know.
I felt like it was close enough.
I liked the way it looked, but I just, the bright, bright, bright yellow just took
I would
out
have
of
liked
it
if it was closer to Orange, but I really liked it. I thought,
oh, yeah,
the overall
I thought it
was
super
great.
Cool. And I think her makeup was good. I mm-hmm. Like I said, I loved the crown or the headpiece.
I liked her earrings
and all the
big
jewelry.
Wooden beads. I loved it. I was on board.
Yeah, I just, like I said, the yellow just took me out of it a little bit.
Okay. So then we had Akiria as Madame Butterfly.
Mm.
And I will say, I understand where the judges are coming from, that the fact that it was a pantsuit with like wings, sort of like flying squirrel mm-hmm. wings, it is not technically a caftan. But I thought she looked
gorgeous. I thought it looked so good. And
I loved it so much yeah. that I'd be like, you know what? Forget it. It just yeah. looks great. I loved it. I
and
thought she looked so pretty.
Really close. It's not like she went totally off in left
yeah.
field. Man, her earrings were crazy cool.
I loved it.
I mean, how many jewels?
And her hair looked so good.
Yeah.
I thought she looked awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Next we had Vanjie in a, it was like Mrs. Robinson caftan, like leopard print with a gold trim turban top, and then a very oversized nose ring, which I could take or leave it.
I hated the nose ring.
I think it's distracting, honestly.
So she's like, I'm that bougie, you know, we're wearing all this stuff out to go. I'm like, okay, I get that. Why not wear a bunch of, like, jewel, like, where does this giant ass gold nose ring come into play?
Well, and the thing is, it is a very 70s reference, and I feel like that nose ring is way outside of that.
Yeah, no,
it feels very Indian inspired.
Exactly.
And that it's confused. It makes it confused.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not love, I wish that Vanjie would pad a little.
I do too. And you know, I get the aesthetic, but at the same time, I'm starting to get bored with just the full chest all the time.
I know.
Even if it's a different silhouette, it is constantly that really, really deep,
there's
deep
V with a flat chest, and it's like, I want to see a little, I just want to, like, a little versatility.
Yeah.
I'm fine if you do that sometimes, but, like, show me a little versatility that
yeah.
you can do somewhat of, like, a womanly
form.
Well, like,
Sasha Velour would do stuff like that.
But then
the
she
time,
would also
but then
pad.
She would also, yeah.
And even Aquaria, who's very much, like, that androgynous, like, sort of, like, not androgynous, but, like, heroin chic, like, thin model
mm-hmm.
body, would sometimes do a
something.
Boob. And
yeah.
it's like, I just would like to see more than a flat chest all the time. And
yeah.
also, I think that, I don't know, I guess it's maybe more of a personal opinion, but like when you are, drag is, you know, dressed as a woman or dressed as a girl. And I know not all women have breasts, and it's all about like inclusivity and all of that stuff. And like, you know, that whole gender fuck idea of like mixing. But show us that you have somewhat of an eye for the female form as well.
Well, yeah. I mean,
like,
even women who are totally, totally flat-chested aren't going to have their breasts all over the place. You know what I mean? And that's
yeah.
the thing is, it's really, really wide deep V. And it's not like...
Well, and spoiler alert, during the
lip sync, it's all over the place.
Nipples everywhere.
All over the place.
That was making
exactly.
me crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, but we'll get to that later.
But I also have to say, I hated the hair.
Oh, it looked not good.
It was like a cheap wig.
It was an afterthought.
Just chucked on there.
Because she had a turban to cover it up.
Yeah. It was
so
like,
when the
oh,
turban came off, it was like, ooh,
bad.
That does not look good.
Bad. Yeah. This was, I didn't.
I was not happy about it.
No.
Okay. So next, I mean, luckily right after that, who should grace us with their beautiful presence? Brooklyn Heights is a goddess.
Oh my God.
God damn it, Lindsay. I want to like be objective and be like, well, she has flaws. God damn that woman. She looks good all the time.
I don't know. I could not say a single thing wrong. I just
the
said
hair
gorgeous.
Was beautiful.
Hair,
the makeup was beautiful. The outfit was amazing.
Her
the way she presents
runway,
herself is insane.
Beautiful. Like, ugh. I loved the little, like, metal bra.
The gold and bra. Like, and that purple was beautiful
we'll
on her.
We'll just say Plum is killing it this season.
Plum, hey, if you're wondering what to do, go out there, buy something in Plum, because that
I
is
might
the
buy
shit.
Something in Plum.
And all you
and
wear
I,
is black.
I hate color. That is really saying something. She looked phenomenal.
It was insane. And I love when, I mean, she looks gorgeous with her little tight cropped, like swept back, sort of wet look wigs, but she looks so great with volume.
Yeah, I'm more of a fan of the
volume.
Volume.
Me too, because I love big hair. Because my hair is flat, I love big hair.
Yeah, you I love what get, you can't have.
I know, and that's where I'm at.
So then next we had Suga. Ugh. Okay, so here's my thought.
Okay,
I really liked that coat she came out with.
She looked good to start. And it was, yes. I think one of the judges said it was feeling very Game of Thrones. And yeah. I liked that because it yeah. was a different take on things.
And it was well constructed. And if you looked at it really closely, the detail work was really neat and really good.
And it made sense with the coloring of her makeup yes. and her hair. Unfortunately, reveal time comes around and she's in a summer caftan that is like...
It looks like a cheap tablecloth.
Yes, and it clashes hard with her makeup
Big
and
time.
Hair.
Big time.
Hard. And then, hey, guess what? One reveal was not good enough. Here's a second one into a swimsuit cover-up.
I think the swimsuit cover-up was better than the middle look.
It was better. It still clashed with her makeup and hair.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
absolutely. But the outfit itself was better than the sundress.
I just don't... Why...
She should have kept it on.
Oh, big time. Well, and they say that in the judging. You should have just kept it on.
That
and
look was enough. And it's like she was trying too hard.
Well, why wouldn't you go, if you're doing this like brr, cold, like go to like a funny little like dark, like, oh, what am I trying to say? Like,
I don't know, negligee?
Well, like Katya, you know, like you're going to like oh. a winter type.
Something.
You know what I mean? It was, but to go from this stark, dark fur, like,
well,
color.
Maroon.
Maroon
and brown to
blue and yellow?
No.
And
there's no world in which that transition makes sense. And there's no world in which you've done your hair and makeup where it will look good with either of those looks. No. You pick one or the other. And she picked the first one, and that's the one she should have stuck with. Like, that whole look made sense and would have been fine, but it was a disaster.
Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad.
But luckily, luckily, Nina West comes out and holy shit, this is the best she's looked all season.
That hair.
That hair. Ugh. I want that wig so bad. It's a giant, like beautiful undulating waves and not smooth, but they have this sort of like fuzzy frizzy texture to it that is
which makes it look so full
and
so
like very
pretty.
Natural and like
yeah
I want that wig so bad.
And as with every week, her makeup is getting better and better,
and as with every week, her proportions are better.
So
she looks
better.
Like a full-bodied woman, not a man with boobs on.
Yeah.
And the proportion, I think this was a huge thing, the proportion of the hair with the body was right.
Because she's a big girl. She's
you
got to
go
lady.
Big all around. If you're a big girl, go big all around because otherwise it looks weird.
Yeah.
And this was, and I will say, I loved the little dangly rhinestones on the caftan. It was very 70s, very sort of Lady Bunny feeling, but in the best way possible. It was so
fun. Which they
fun.
Say like, oh, bye, Lady Bunny.
So fun. Yes.
I'm all about it. And so fun. I hate pink. But I love.
But
this.
I loved that. No, that color's not my favorite, but that worked so good.
Like I said, with the platinum blah 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 platinum hair, the gold or the diamonds, the pink. It's just the full package.
And the makeup looked really great. Yeah. Like this was, she knocked it out of the park on this one.
Yeah, I was very, very happy.
Okay. Oh, shit. I forgot to bring it up earlier.
Do it now.
Because, okay, I'll do it now, everybody. When I was watching the show, during the magic show part,
mm-hmm.
I'm watching. And then they cut to the audience, and I'm like, oh, my God, who was that? Was that Raven? And I rewind it. It was Raven.
Oh, really?
It, as a boy, in the audience at the magic show.
Oh, wow.
It's so funny.
You're good.
I know I am. I never catch on to this. I'll show it to you because I stopped it and I was like, what the hell? Was that really? Like, am I crazy? And I'm just seeing that. I'm like, it must just be a guy that looks like Raven. So I went back a few and I watched it again. I'm like, no, that's totally Raven. That's so Raven.
You're wild. You're
oh my God.
I would have never.
I was dying. It was so funny. Sorry. I forgot to bring that up earlier because that was something that I was like,
little
oh my God.
Little Easter egg in
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
All right, so after our runway, we get to the judges' critiques.
Yes.
So, for the magic show, I think it's very obvious. Well, should we say who's safe first?
Yeah.
I guess no one's safe. Well.
Well, let's do, we'd have to do tops and bottoms because, all right. So, our tops this week are Brooklyn, Nina. I don't know.
Brooklyn and Nina.
Yeah, they didn't really have anything positive to say about anybody else.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
Well, and we're getting to that point in the show where if you're on the winning team, it doesn't mean you're safe.
Apparently.
And that's big. So, yeah, it's, you know, their team was the better team.
Right.
But the issue they had with Suga, like we talked about, is she got totally overshadowed.
And so then our bottoms were Suga, Vanjie, and Silky.
Mm-hmm. So Evie, I mean, they do talk about how you just seemed very awkward up there. You didn't seem comfortable. You mm-hmm. didn't seem happy. And Evie, which this actually kind of annoyed me, goes out and she's like, well, you know, the producers, or they said we had to change all this. And so I wrote up everything by myself. I'm like,
I don't know about that.
Vanjie was on board with the not.
And Vanjie said something too, which I'm glad she did because like it wasn't like, you know, all or nothing. Like there was definitely Vanjie was trying.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't do well, but she was trying.
And that's kind of just throwing everyone under the bus.
And when it comes down to
scapegoating to like be like, "Oh, well I was weird on the stage because I wrote," and it's like, why are you, that shouldn't affect your performance because you wrote everything.
And if this is the thing that I thought when she said, well, I basically wrote that whole intro, and in my mind, I went, well, that intro was shit.
Yeah, I said the same thing. I was like,
so well, that honestly is making me think, oh, well, you're responsible for that, so maybe you should be in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you straight up, this is my opinion, I think that Evie should have been in the bottom over Suga.
Oh, I totally agree.
Like, I think even though Suga got overshadowed, I wasn't...
She was still fun to watch.
She was still fun to watch, and it was better
mm-hmm.
than anyone on the other team.
Totally agree.
And like I'm sorry, like a runway look should not save you from a terrible performance.
Well, I mean,
it can help take the edge off, but it's not.
But we saw that when Brooklyn and Evie were in the bottom, even when they had amazing looks.
Yeah, it should. Yeah,
so
like okay,
so,
but let's talk about the positive.
Yeah,
Nina wins. And she totally deserves it.
Yeah, she was the best performer by far. And her look was...
This was her week.
Candy to my soul.
Yes, this was her week. She knocked it out of the park. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. And I'm really happy for her because I think that Nina...
She needs it.
She needs
it. She needs a confidence boost.
And she needs to know that, like, she has what it takes. She just hasn't fully tapped into it yet.
Yeah.
And so hopefully this gives her the encouragement to keep growing because I've really been impressed. I was not so impressed with Nina in the beginning. I was like, I get the idea, but I don't think that you're doing it.
I wasn't even beginning it since that freaking corncob disaster.
It was rough, but I think that she has really taken on board a lot of the stuff and is doing so well.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree. So I'm very happy with that win. I do not contest that win. Brooklyn is safe.
Of course, because she's amazing.
She gorgeous. So the big thing with Silky was
her look in the magic show for one was
Well, and again, rotted. she's trying to say, oh, well, I was trying to have people help me and I couldn't figure this out. And Rue's like, no, I'm sorry. There's things you can do. And which I'm like, if you're trying to, like,
at this point, if you can't put on padding over under pantyhose and hide it, what the hell are you doing?
But she doesn't. I mean, because she's always ever only wore worn a gown or a bodysuit. And so
so that to me shows that you are an amateur and not ready for this.
But she doesn't want to change. She doesn't want
exactly. Yeah. She doesn't want to grow and learn.
I'm sure she's just pissed about that.
That whole top situation was killing me because I am a chesty lady and I understand what it takes to wear something strapless when, like, there is a lot of underneath things that have to happen. And what it looked like is she did no support to her floppy man boobs and then just put a weird bodysuit over the top. So it looked like a slouchy mess. And that,
well, last week, all she did was paint her lips. And she's lazy.
It's an insult to
the people who try really, really hard.
Like, they are out there doing all the details and she is half-assing it and deciding, like, I'm funny, I'm crazy, they're going to love me. And it's like, no.
No.
You need to bring it. You need to try.
Yeah.
And maybe you're not the best every time, but if you're trying, I will care. Same like with Nina and Suga.
Yeah.
They're trying. They might not be 100% there, but they're trying.
Yeah.
And oh, it makes me crazy. I'm sorry. I'm so passionate about it, but it just makes me crazy because, like,
oh no,
why is she there?
Oh, and she's going to be around for, although this is the first time she flirted with Disaster. And so we'll see what, if she's going to be all crazy about, well, make me lip sync next week.
Oh shit. She should have this week.
I know. So, unfortunately Silky is safe. And so our bottoms are Suga
and Vanjie.
Vanjie.
And I'm not happy about it. I think that either Evie or Silky should have been.
Yeah, I'm really annoyed about the Suga thing.
I think it's pretty messed up because I don't think that she did a bad enough job to warrant being in the bottom two.
No, not at all.
And when it comes down to it, it literally, like, I love you, Rue, but you're playing favorites.
I totally agree.
Hardcore. Rue has no attachment to Suga, but she thinks that Silky is fucking hilarious for some reason. And she likes that that Evie is weird.
Yeah.
And so Suga gets, you know,
the short end of the stick.
It bums me out.
Yeah. I was really, really surprised about this. I didn't love her runway, but man, she was still really good in the magic show.
But the problem is, even if she had a mediocre week, other people had a very bad week and deserved to be in the bottom over her.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Ugh.
I'm calling shenanigans with this one.
It's not often that I get this upset about somebody leaving. And it's not because I think Suga could have gone on to win necessarily.
Well,
I just don't
before
think
this, they do have to lip sync for their life.
Well, yeah, but that's the whole thing. Like, maybe Suga's not the best lip syncer. And that sucks. But if Suga went out not doing a great lip sync because she did a bad job that week, I'd be like, oh, that sucks. It's time to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think she should have even been in the position to do a bad lip sync.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
So, whatever. Spoiler alert. Even with Vanjie running around and her nipples popping out left and right, and her turban coming off and her cheap-ass wig showing, Suga was boring.
Yeah, that was my thing, is she just...
It was so boring.
It was boring, and I'm sorry. I'm not a big fan of the huge mouth lip sync.
The big mouth lip sync, and she was constantly getting down on her knees to, like, be all, like, aggressively, like, I'm feeling things. And it's like, but that's not showing me anything. Like,
yeah.
It was not good.
Yeah.
Suga definitely did not win that lip sync, but I don't think that Suga should have been in that lip sync to begin with.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Plus, I want to see Silky lip sync. She's so into it.
I know. And especially,
put her in the bottom, Rue.
I know. Well, we'll see. We have some episodes.
I know. I'm pretty mad.
I'm holding
about
out hope she doesn't make it to the end. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't say. They lip sync to No More Drama by Mary J. Blige, which I love that song. Love that song.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a little... Vanjie did do a slightly better job, but if you're going to wear a a deep V outfit. Tape that shit to your chest.
Yeah, it was
nipples everywhere.
I wasn't loving it.
It was, and it was a lot of like, this is one thing that bugs me. If drag queens, when they're being passionate, they revert to very masculine mannerisms, like the like punching the air and the like flexing their bicep type things. It's like, as a woman, when I'm passionate, I don't do those things.
No.
I'm like, I don't know. There's like a different mannerism. Like, you need to watch some very powerful women sing ballads and get angry and mimic that. Because like Pearl used to do it a ton, where she would be dancing and it was like these big, heavy, strong arms and punching the air. And it's like, okay, you look like a man dressed as a woman right now.
Like, cut it out.
Like,
no, I totally agree. And that was actually really bothering me as well. But how bad Suga was doing.
Well,
it was taking away from it. So
Suga was so boring and it was not good. And unfortunately, she went home.
Yep. So yeah, I agree that she did worse and should have gone home, but as we've said, I don't think she should have been there in the first place.
Yeah.
So alas, we lose
another one. Bites the dust.
Bites that dust though.
But on the bright side, next week
looks it is fun.
Makeover challenge.
Yes. So the makeover episode is one of my favorite.
It's
every
always
season.
So fun.
Mm-hmm.
And like, partially it's fun because of how great people do, but partially it's fun about how awful people do.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, I mean, the Lady really Gremlin one with the brides, where the guy runs off the stage and is throwing up and you're like, oh my God.
But that wasn't because they did a bad, that actually made me really angry. Like, because because he was ashamed to be putting himself out in public as that, like,
oh, it was totally messed up, but it made for great television.
Oh yeah, it definitely did. But that was rough for me. But there are some really bad makeovers, and it really does highlight how
anything that Monet Exchange does. Bad makeover.
Oh, so
Monet,
bad.
Girl, stay in your lane.
Do not exchange. So yeah, it'll be a fun episode. So we must say though, we are going on an epic adventure overseas to the land of the Europe.
You've heard of it, Europe.
Europe.
We are going for 2 whole weeks.
Yes.
So we don't really have the capability to record and post when we are overseas. So what we are going to do is a mega episode when we get back.
Yes.
We will watch as we're gone and we'll take our notes. And then when we get back, we'll do like an hour and a half to a 2 hour episode that will encapsulate
all three
episodes that we miss. So we really apologize that you're going to have to wait a little while, but we promise we'll make it up to you by like just blasting your ears with all the drag queens.
All the besties.
It's going to be good.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, if we're lucky, we're going to do a little digging. If we're lucky, we'll find some drag shows while we are in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll bring you a little taste of what we saw while we were away.
Yes.
So we'll do our best. We're sorry we'll be gone, but we shall return
like these queens for a makeover.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's going to
be
great.
Good.
Okay. We'll miss you. We really will. But we'll talk to you soon.
Yes. Thank you for listening to us on
What the Tuck with Brittany
and Lindsay.
See ya.
Bye.